this is Damien O'Doherty, Center Maryland, the third of three podcast episodes we are delivering to you about the remarkable progress at Port Covington, the Goldman Sachs-backed, SB6-backed experience, a whole new community happening right there at Baltimore's front doorstep. We're joined with Mark Weller, Mark Brody, both of Well Development, and Michael Middleton of the SB7. Yeah, that was something I heard in some of the media that I saw about Port Covington, was that as valuable as some of the stimulus or money is in the community benefits agreement, the creating this culture of mentoring businesses and filling in some expertise or helping people scale their business, that was a value add that came to the fore right away that maybe people didn't think was gonna be that prevalent.
Well, it's been something that has been, accessible to the six communities, and something surprising as well. You know, part of this community benefits agreement, SV7 as it's called now, has acquired a building in and of itself. The fortunate thing is that we have Weller Development, who sits to assist us in relationship to architectural types of designs, access to the various experts, which normally is just a plain old school community organizer I wouldn't think about. But having these guys on board cuts a lot of time and money, in the sense that they're able to assist us by providing this technical expertise that we would not have had without this union.
Yeah. I mean, this is not a transactional relationship for us, right? And if it were, then perhaps we would be a little more hands off. But you know, this is personal, and this is a partnership, and we're not going to let people, take longer to do something where we have the expertise in house that we can provide. Take some hours off. We're all busy people, but it's important to us. And that's what you see there. You see us just trying to lend a hand to help people move further and more efficiently than they would on their own. And it's that simple. That's what you do in a partnership.
The elected officials, very easy in Baltimore for people to focus on, quality of life issues or political issues. You've been able to bring a whole new story to Baltimore, and you're just getting up out of the ground, into the air. What do you think it is about this culture that you are building there? It's not necessarily the exact same as the SB6. Now that it's the SB7, it's definitely not a developer culture or a corporate culture, but you guys are building a real culture together. And it sounds like it's come from hard work and just working together through time. I know Weller is one of the best in the whole region at activating space, and it's just so great to see that part of town come alive. Michael, any thoughts about how you all are going to continue to build culture together in South Baltimore?
Well, one of the good things is having somebody like Mark Weller around you. First of all, he makes everybody work hard. And to share in his vision as well, is that as a vision that's shared within the community. The other thing is just trust, I think, with the group that we're working with. Mark is straight up with us, Mark Weller. And as a result of that, he doesn't make promises he can't keep. And I don't know any promises made that he hasn't kept. To me, that's very, very important. Also, just being thoroughly connected with Mark Brody and with the nature of the work that we're doing within the community. It's a mesh, I think, per se. We don't operate separate and apart. We operate together to see that both community as well as development process is something that's achievable, and one in which, successful for all sides. As I said before, I don't believe that one can be successful without the other. You're not going to have a great Port Covington in a community that suffers, or a great community without having a great Port Covington. It's a vision, I think, that Mark has been pushing, that believes in very, very strongly. And he's the type of person that is sort of like politics be damned. You know, he knows the good stuff that has to come, and he's just himself. And I can deal with that. You know what I mean? A person that's real, that says what he means and means what he says. And that's the relation that we've had. I'm hoping that that relationship continues.
Well, you know, I tell you guys, the thing I could say about Mark is I've been going on to crab decks and porches out in Baltimore County and Baltimore City and throughout Maryland my whole life. And I came late to a party. I think you were there, Michael, with the Cal Ripken Foundation on one of Mark's properties. And I was late to the event. And he saw me come in. Mark saw me come in. I grew up in Baltimore, around Baltimore my whole life. And he waved me forward. And he sat me right next to Cal Ripken. That's right. I was eating crabs with Cal Ripken. I'm thinking to myself, I've been here my whole life. And it takes a guy from Washington by a Buffalo to give me one of the best times of my life in this town. And Mark, I think you do that. You do that on the micro scale with somebody right. like me, but you're also doing it on the macro scale. Can't thank you enough.
Yeah. Right, no,
I think you're right.
I think, look, Baltimore tells a great story. And what we had to do is figure out how to tell some of its story. And, you know, myself, my partners, we all like to think that we're batting 1,000 on when people come visit us. If you come visit Baltimore and you see Baltimore through our eyes, and you understand all of the great that's here, the potential that's here, not turning an eye to the problems, not turning your head away from the problems, but in fact, understanding that there's solutions there. If we work together, it starts to put in a frame of reference of how we can fix this and how we can grow this together and continue to improve on it. And it's very, very much obvious when you come visit. And like I said, I haven't met anybody who came and visited Baltimore and left and said they weren't impressed after they heard our story. They heard other stories or the community stories. They visited all kinds of different neighborhoods, and people really love the city and it offers so much. So we think that, you know, we don't think we can solve all the problems, but we certainly think we have an answer to some. So we're just going to keep doing our thing and plowing along and getting up every day and being positive and moving ahead.
I always think of, you know, whether it's Port Covington or Baltimore or Joe Flacco. And I don't know whether, Michael, we bring this on ourselves or the rest of the world puts this on us, but we're always like, well, won the Super Bowl. Well, are you elite? You know, we'll have more touchdowns than any quarterback since, you know, in the playoffs since. Well, are you elite? You know, and it's just like all we could do at Port Covington, all we could do at Baltimore, all you could do is Joe Flacco. Just keep winning. And you guys are doing that. You guys are doing that.
That's right.
Well, you know, my favorite part about this is you know, and it's all about the partnership that we have with Goldman Sachs and the Urban Investment Fund, with Sagamore Ventures and Kevin Plank, and with the community and the SB7. I mean, these partnerships, when you add them all up, it's really exciting, and it gives you a real reason to get out of bed every day and come in here knowing you can make a difference. This is absolutely a team sport, though. This is not one person. This is not one company. This is not one group. This is really the sum of the parts equals a lot more. And I just couldn't be more proud of the way the teams have acted is just to put production ahead of politics and put ideas of that lift the whole city in front of anything. And so for us, you know, this is like I said, it gets us out of bed, and we're starting to see the fruits of that hard work.
Well, Mark Brody, you work for the most eloquent human being ever to come out of Baltimore, ever be in the halls of Congress. I'd love you to wrap this thing up. We hope to have you on again to the whole team here to give us some periodic updates. But Mark Brody, I'd love to put the Elijah Cummings pressure on you to walk us out of here with your final thoughts.
Oh, wow, man. No, come on, man. Come on. That's a lot of pressure there.
I work with a statewide politician who would literally, you know, he had seen it all, but he would literally, I think, meditate to whatever Elijah was saying, because, you know, he would do these events all the time, but when Elijah talked, I could just see him sort of like taking it in. So forgive me for all my praise. I just I love what the office did and the congressman did, and just thank you for it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great. I appreciate you saying that. Congressman always talked about, you know, children being the living messages that we send to a future we'll never see, right? And here we are now, it's 2021, we're in Baltimore, a lot of issues going on, not anything that's new that we didn't create, and we can't solve it all on our own as one developer. But I'd like to think that we, when we look back, are doing more than most, and we're creating a place that's, inclusive, that is community focused and centered. And I think we should be proud about that moving forward. And we'll have something to say about the future of Baltimore City and how we leave the children of today in those communities and what they'll have to look forward to in 10, 15, 20 years from now.
You can see it all happening there, Port Covington. You can feel it happening now. You can taste it. You can eat an Irishman, I'll tell you. You can even drink it up at Port Covington these days. And so looking forward to seeing all that's to come. Michael, Mark, and Mark, thank you so much for joining us on Center Maryland.
Thank you, Daniel. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much, man.
Thanks for joining us for the third and final episode on Port Covington and its bright progress and bright future occurring there. Thanks for joining us on Center Maryland.